Hi, I'm Tracy Koga, and thanks for downloading this podcast from ilikehugh.com. If you can, give us a follow or a subscribe. And remember that all the information about the guests in today's episode can be found at ilikehugh.com. Now, let's get started. Hello, everybody. Sorry, just checking my phone. Oh, wow, gosh, it's Thursday and we're heading into the long weekend. So what's everybody doing for the long weekend? Sort of hanging around, I guess. Hey, well, today we're going to kickstart maybe your long weekend with maybe getting back into fitness, or maybe you already have a great fitness program in all of this isolation. I know that we've been doing tons of walking. So hopefully, you know what, we'll keep it up when all of this is over. And so today we're going cash. I've got my workout gear on. We're going to have Catherine and the gang from Blue Sky Fitness here to lead us off into, I guess, a little bit of a get fit for 2020. So let's let our ladies in. Welcome to the View virtual chat, and we'll get things rocking. And hey, everybody's popping up. Hi, guys. Hey, hi, Nicole. Hey, Robin. Hey, cool. Good to see you. Hi, Lynn. Hey. Oh, wow, and we got the gang. Hi, Charlotte. Welcome back. Oh, wow, it's so great. Hey, hi, hi. We're getting all the faces in. Hello. Wow. Okay, we've got lots of faces. Okay, Catherine's there in her gym. And Graham, let's unmute some of the ladies here. Everybody, are we all unmuted too? Just check your computers or your phones. Oh, we have someone that's not quite...
Hang on a second.
Can't quite see Catherine. There's someone that's not quite in frame. Can't see her.
Oh. It's exercise today, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is, Robin. Yeah, and you got your own little get fit little thing happening too. Yeah, well, maybe you could bust a move for us too. Hey, that's Lori. Yes, I recognize some of the lovely faces from Blue Sky too.
Hey, Laura.
Good morning. Hello. I'm just trying to find a good spot.
Yeah, I think someone else is going to join. I'm not too sure. But Bill, we'll pick them up. I don't know. Don't see if Susie's coming, but we'll get things started. So I know we're going to be talking get fit. I know that there's some ladies that have already started and already doing incredible programs. I really wanted to bring my friend back, Catherine. Hey, we really enjoyed your boot camp the other night.
Oh, great. Are you sore?
Amazing. Yes, yes. And Kevin wasn't too sore and stiff after.
Oh, that's so, good. That's
yeah.
Good.
So we're all safe distancing, and Catherine led this amazing boot camp, and it was so kind of great to kind of get back into a gym kind of like setting, but safe distancing, and it was a beautiful night, and yeah, it all worked out really well. Yeah. So I'm going to let Catherine take it away, and then we're going to get around to talking about how everybody is being physically and mentally healthy. Okay, Catherine.
Yeah, so I guess it was second week of March when things started to change. We started to hear a lot more about COVID-19 and how it was potentially going to be affecting everyone, and it seemed to just come on so suddenly. So we really had to pivot quickly. I really had to get online quick, develop this online Facebook group, and just start to put all my clients into it. And if they weren't on Facebook, we'd get them, like Carolyn, to her daughter had an account. She's using her daughter's just to get in and see the videos. Really encouraging everyone to get in that account, because we've been really trying to provide a ton of value. So lots of videos. All of my trainers have been working hard, and we're trying to post at least pretty much a video a day. So we have quite a few videos in there now, and we've been running different like contests. Like for instance, one day or for 3 days, we did like a lemon water challenge. So if you're drinking warm lemon water in the morning and posting a selfie of yourself, you had a chance to win a water bottle. So we had a bunch of people winning water bottles that way. A bingo for the month of April. So every day people had to cross off something on the list, whether they went outside for a walk or if they, you know, had a socially distant visit with their neighbor over the fence, or just different things that were really providing physical and mental health for people. And then aside from doing videos, I'm delivering eggs, I'm delivering bone broth soups, I'm delivering protein balls. Yeah, it's, you name it, whatever you can sort of to make ends meet while this is all going on and not able to, you know, operate in a brick and mortar sort of. So really pivoting and sort of being hybrid, I guess, between doing some Zoom training and FaceTime with some online clients that have stayed on with the personal training aspect. Mm-hmm. But really looking forward to reopening. It's very lonely in here.
I know. You kind of are echoing. So yeah. I know we had talked about it. I said, just give us maybe a, let's all just kind of do kind of, whether it's a warm up or just kind of a loosening up. I know we have chatted that a lot of you are obviously doing a lot of this virtual meeting stuff and sitting at your computer. So what are some of the things that we can just kind of re-energize?
Sure. Okay. Well, we can stand up. If everyone wants to stand up, we can do a little quick stretch. Both of us need to be just stretching when we're sitting all the time lately. So we'll just start warming up with a little bit of a march on the spot. You don't need a lot of space here. We're not going to go crazy. Let's take it wide. Yeah, so when you're sitting, your muscles are getting tight. We're getting that forward flexion through our spine. So we want to do some chest opening as well. All right, so we're going to hold it here. And we're just going to do some rotations through the spine. And this usually feels really good.
Yes.
When we're sitting during the day, we're mostly not going into that rotating position. So it feels really nice to sort of lubricate the spine and massage it. And then just with your hands on your hips, let's circle down and around.
Yeah.
And then we can come over to one side for a nice side stretch. So opening up right from the top of the hip all the way through that side waist into your lats. And over to the other side. And when we're sitting in that forward motion, we're getting tight through here. So we want to open up the shoulders and chest. So just interlocking your fingers, lift them up off your back, draw your shoulders away from your ears. And at the same time, let's roll through the ankle. I don't know if you guys can see me, but just doing an ankle roll. So up on the toes, just turn this down a bit. You can see me here. And then switch to the other leg. Good, and then just opening the shoulders, so up and around, big arm circles. And then if you're doing a lot of typing, which most of us are these days, our forearm flexors get tight. So let's grab the tops of our fingers and just gently pull back. Anyone feel tight in there?
Yeah.
And then let's pull down, so opposite direction. Good. And then let's switch to the other side. Go back, and then let's pull down. And then also when we're sitting, the backs of our thighs tend to get quite tight. Our hamstring muscles shorten. So we're going to just take our foot out in front with our toes up, and you're going to sit back like you're sitting in a chair. I'll just show you from this side. So reaching forward here, keeping your back flat. Anyone feeling tight to the back of their thighs? All right, bring your toes down. Let's go a little bit further. Reach your fingers towards the floor. And then we'll come up. And then let's switch to the other leg. So again, from the side, toes up, reach and hold. And then drop your toes and reach a little further. So a good idea throughout the day, if you set your a timer to go off maybe every hour, hour and a half, and you just get up and do a little bit of marching, warm up your body and your muscles, and then take time to stretch. Let's drop our ear to one side and extend. So if you want to feel that stretch through the side of your neck, into that shoulder, and then just bring your chin towards your shoulder. Just to catch that on a different angle and bring your pinky towards the back wall where you are. That's usually a good one for people. If you have any tension, which
a lot of us do with all this going on. Over to the other side, extend your arm. And let's bring our chin towards our shoulder and bring that arm back behind. Good, and let's take a deep breath in. And I just want you to hold your arms back. So bring your elbows up, cactus arms, just at 90 degrees. And from here, you're just gonna bring your elbows back a little bit further. So I wanna feel a nice opening. Squeezing your shoulder blades down and back. Feeling like they're going into those back pockets, keeping your navel in tight. Good, and then arms onto the side, just roll through the wrists. Excellent, and then just flex and extend your fingers. Good, let's take a big deep breath in. We're gonna bring it down, so our hands come all the way to our thighs, and I'll show you from the side. You're gonna slowly contract your abdominals and round up through your spine, tucking your chin in. And then I want you to just do a couple of shoulder rolls, and then one more big breath in, reach up. Lengthen, big exhale again, hands to your thighs, tuck your chin in, roll up. And then roll it back. All right, great job.
Hopefully you feel a little better.
Yes.
Good.
Wow, that's amazing. You know what? Just sort of getting everything kind of circulating makes it just you, your body, everything. It just,
Has just
gone up like.
Getting some blood into your brain too. So you're more productive. That's what you can sell to your boss every time you get up and move.
That's great.
Some stretch and exercise breaks with your boss throughout the day if possible. And yeah.
Oh, that's great. Thanks so much, Catherine. We'll get back to you. I want to say hi to Lynn. First of all, hi, Lynn. And there's somebody that you might know. Candace is joining us.
Ah, hi, Candace. How are
you? Hi, Lynn. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to see you.
Yes. Well, it's you know what? It's Winnipeg, so it's like 5 degrees of separation. So
if that.
But I've been doing a lot of things with Deer Lodge Center and Foundation and met Catherine or Candace, and she says, I know you. I'm from the Folk Fest. So it's just like, oh. So here we are. So Lynn is with Winnipeg Folk Festival. She's the director. And of course, like everything else, sadly, the Folk Fest will not be happening for 2020. So I guess, Lynn, first of all, let's like talk about your journey through all of this. I mean, it must have been a huge, huge decision, right? To say, sorry.
It was super tough. Yeah, I mean, Tuesday marked the 8th week that we've been all working from home from our office, so we haven't really even seen each other as a team at the Folk Fest for 2 months now. And that whole period of time where we're thinking about what's going on, what are we going to be? It was just really, really difficult, really challenging. You know, like you're stressed. You want to try and make the right decisions. You want to give something for people to look forward to, but then you also don't know what's happening in the future. And it just inevitably became a decision that we had to make, that we just knew that the gatherings were not going to be able to happen in the way that we wanted to. And I'll actually never forget that day when we had to actually tell everybody. I had to hit send on all the emails that went out to all of our partners and seeing it kind of come up on social media and everything like that. It was just, I just had to take about 10 minutes because I was like.
Yeah. Oh, too bad. Oh, we're just getting
But you know.
Yeah.
Oops, well, yeah.
So okay, Candace, your feelings. How many years have you been volunteering at the Folk Festival?
Well, it's up for discussion. It's either 45 or 46.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So a very long time since I was a teenager.
A very young teenager, or no?
Well, no, I'm in my 60s now, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I mean, okay, so you had an interesting comment how you're going to spend this Folk Festival 2020. Can you share with us?
I think I said I'm going to go out to the Folk Festival site and sit at my home under Main Stage and probably get drunk. Cry a lot. I'm known for my martinis, so it'll be a martini weekend under no tent.
Oh, wow. Well, you have to share the recipe for your martinis anyways, because I know that we have some lovers of that drink too as well. Getting back, okay, to Lynn too now. I mean, our kind of topic is mental health and wellness too, but so you're not, this would be crunch time. You'd be running around. You'd be like, you know, booking people and everything would be kind of in that big wheel. What are you doing now to still maintain being active?
Yeah. Well, so working from home, my commute's very short. It's down one flight of stairs. So I had to come up with some other ideas about what to do. Now, those people who know me know I am a Fitbit aficionado. I'm obsessed with my Fitbit, have been for a number of years now. And every day since December 26, 2016, I've gotten a minimum of 10,000 steps a day. So I had to figure out how I was going to do that at home, especially when the weather wasn't that great outside and everything like that. So I took to doing
live
at 6:30 in the morning every day. And I read my phone for about, articles and emails from work and stuff like that for about an hour as I walk around the kitchen and get about, 6,000 steps that way. and then try and get outside a little bit around the rest of the day and stuff. And it tends to balance out, and I still haven't missed a day.
Wow. Okay. So, and then you were saying you have a Peloton app too as well?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many people in Winnipeg, like Catherine and others, that are doing live classes and everything from. Sometimes it's difficult. So I've started using the Peloton app, which is not just about the bike, but they have stretching and meditation and strength exercises and yoga and running and cycling and everything. So you can, and the classes are anywhere from 5 minutes to 75 minutes. They can be as hard or as easy as you want. So if you even just need to stick something into your day to make it a little bit better, it's free for 3 months right now. And then after that, it's about $15 a month for you to kind of continue on with that. And I really like that on demand thing, because even though, you know, there is a bit, you know, less craziness about routine. So yeah, so I really like it. It works really well for me.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing.
Sure.
So hi, I was going to switch it over to Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hello, everybody. Yeah. Hi.
So we'll get back into what your fitness regime is. But first of all, Nicole, I want you to share with everybody, I guess, your new venture that you've been working so hard on for the last few years now, called Magnifying, because it's huge right now, I think, in this whole world of isolation, COVID-19 pandemic. So Nicole,
yes.
If you wanna.
Yes. So I'll just take everybody inside the door behind Magnifying. So it's magnifying.health, and we're a digital health and wellness engagement platform. So we basically instantly connect people. We match them with the health and wellness solutions they're searching for. And we do that by either they enter the condition they're looking for, treatment, and proximity too. Proximity is really, really important when we're working on the mental health side of things. And so they instantly are directed and connected to health and wellness professionals, service providers, and suppliers. It's all in one hub. We built a big search engine, which is a hub for everything to do with health and wellness. It's your hub for health, and that's magnifying.health. And we were actually building up the database of professionals. We've been in existence for 3 years, so we're well established. And we were building up the database of professionals, and we were going to go forward to the public when COVID hit.
Right.
And that really caused us to look at the market and see what was going on. And we noticed something really interesting happening when COVID was in its early inception. And that was that there was so much misinformation out there. And it wasn't helpful, and it was actually quite hurtful. So what we did was my team of co-founders, there's two others of us, and we have a whole team across Canada and into the States and Europe. We built a local to global hub for health. And so our team, we worked 14-hour days, voluntarily, 14-hour days, about 2 weeks, and we built a complete, accurate, real-time, up-to-date trusted source, news you can use for everything to do with COVID-19. It's all in one place. And if you go to magnifying.health, there's a beautiful pink button at the top. You just click on that, on magnifying.health, and it takes you right into our COVID-19 magnifying.health site. And you can access everything from all the provincial, province by province, news updates. You can watch them live on magnifying.health. You can watch the Prime Minister's updates and press conferences. We carry them live every day. And you'll see a testing source in there, testing tool that you and your family can use to test for symptoms that you may have. There's mental health, which is so big right now. We've got a mental health component in there, which features the province's online health therapy program that they launched, and the domestic violence abuse numbers that you can call, and then things like testing sites. So if somebody does develop some symptoms, where do you go? Where are the sites? What are their hours? What information do I need to bring? And then we have a whole team as well of it's our knowledge panel of health and wellness professionals that are providing every day fresh content to our site. We have Dr. Raymond Abdul-Rahman, who's a clinical psychologist in the city here, and he's actually quite well established in Canada. The media goes to him a lot. He's very respected. He has great things on there. If you have a child that has anxieties around what's going on in this COVID world, he'll give you tips on how you can help talk to your child about COVID. You need a booty workout? We've got, you know, we're always looking for fresh content. So Catherine, and it's all free. This is all free. We voluntarily created this to help people, provide them with the news they could use that's accurate, credible. So Catherine, we'd love to have your videos on our site that can help so many people out there. You know, you need a quick booty workout for 10 minutes to get in shape and lift the spirits. That's what we've got on our site. So it's all aggregated from all the federal and provincial sites across Canada. So it's trusted source for COVID-19.
Wow. Well, thank you. Hey, and Charlotte just wanted to know, what is the website again, Nicole?
It's magnifying.health. It's your magnificent find for health.
Okay. Yeah, and we'll post that to Charlotte too on our Facebook. But yeah, I mean, with Charlotte and Robin, what they're doing too, I think that you could make a nice connection there too as well, because like Nicole says, like, they're welcoming any kind of content. So please, ladies, if you know of anybody or you have some content, Susie, you probably can write some stuff too as well. I mean, that'd be really great for the child care kind of.
Yeah, you can just send it to us at contact@magnifying.health. Or you can reach out through Tracy to me, and I'll, or you can just call me. I'll give you my phone number, you know, through Tracy, my personal mobile cell number. And then you guys can just call me. And we'd love to, you know, it's all about helping people through this time right now. Anything we can do to get the right factual information that's helpful. We also profile all of our great associations, our Magna friends. We have association partners like Winnipeg Harvest is very near and dear to my heart from my childhood. So Karen Taylor Hughes, I talked to her and she said, absolutely, we'll put our information on there and help people. They're feeding up to 90,000 families now from 60,000 a month. So the need is great and we're here to help them. And it's all in one place. It's your hub for health.
Wow. Well, thank you, Nicole, for sharing that. And I guess, well, you're a fit fanatic anyways, but what have you been doing, you and Brent, then, through all of this? A lot of walks?
I love, as you know, Tracy, I love my socially distanced walks with friends. It's just great to connect with people. You know, it's nice to connect. You know, we connect online, but then it's nice to just connect in the real world, you know, just to have the nice, friendly, girl-to-girl, heart-to-heart talk. And that's why I love our walks so much. That we go on, Tracy. And we've been doing a few driveway visits with friends. You know, a friend of mine just came back from Costa Rica. And so I took a lunch and she we were socially distanced on the driveway. I brought all my gear out there and everything and a lunch, and her husband made her lunch. I had a lunch, and we sat out there and we had a great chat and got caught up. And so it's just all about meaningful connections for me.
Yeah.
And working out too, because I love working out.
Yeah. No, it's true. A good workout is very, very much appreciated. Charlotte, welcome back. So I know we're talking a lot about physical fitness, and we'll get Robin in on this chat too. And it seems like forever now. I don't know, like, ladies, will we be still doing these chats by the end of June into the summer? I love all of you, but I hope not. But I don't know, like, Charlotte, how are you get? What kind of temperature are you getting now from people that you're talking to and dealing with?
Robin and I work with people, you know, across North America. So everybody's at different stages. But I mean, the feel for most people is antsy. You know, they're like, we're getting tired of this. And so I know that, you know, some of my friends, just like what Nicole was saying, you're just kind of increasing your circle a little bit more of, you know, introducing a few more friends or a few more family. So that seems to be the common message. But there's still that huge amount of caution as well. So it's a real delicate balance of, you know, what that looks like. Robin and I both have a date where we think, you know, and it's into July. That's our reality. And we're hoping it's July, but it could be later than that. I know some areas like Calgary, a friend of ours is in the third tier of businesses going back, and they're talking September. So it's different everywhere.
So what have you been doing to keep physically active, I guess, or
and thank you, Catherine, for getting me off my desk chair today. I am terribly missing going physically to a gym to work out. As I sit here, I'm looking at a treadmill, two bikes, and a whole bunch of other equipment in the part of my house where there is a gym that I've, to be truthful, I have been on the treadmill once. So, I mean, that's, so I'm one of those people who needs a good kick in the butt to get motivated. Robin and I go for walks every day. And that's our chance to just be, you know, friends, not business partners, and exercise our dogs at the same time. And that's become a real big part of my day, but it's not that get the thighs in shape kind of thing. So I don't
Well, for you too, Robin, I guess in your world too, I mean, being mentally well and physically well go hand in hand. So tell us a little bit more, because I think that you do some fitness little spots too. She's laughing.
I don't know if you can, you can call them fitness, right? So I do something called Fit and Fun for Mental Health every single day. It's like 5 to 8 minutes. It's live on our Facebook page, which is just Robin Priest. Or Charlotte set up a YouTube channel. And yesterday was number 51 every single day. And I wanted to start it just to have a bit of silliness and then give a message about mental health. So what I mean by that is, I've done things like a triathlon in the house, a very quick, because I have 5 minutes. So my triathlon is I'm biking, like using core, Catherine, you'd love it. And then I run around the kitchen benches, and then I jumped in the bathtub and swam. And then, like, I've done things like I've tried out for the Bombers game in my hall, for the Bombers team in my hallway, with sprints and like stuff. But then yesterday I was fencing with my lamp, and I have done dance classes online. So I drew a face on one of my lamps and I called it a Wilsonette, right? Because I like the ladies myself. So I was doing a tango with Wilsonette one day. I was doing a foxtrot with Wilsonette, and I was saying to people, you know, you can do dance classes and you can find interesting partners. And yesterday I was doing the dueling with, because one of my other lamps, his name's Hank, and he was trying to cut in on Wilsonette. So I was doing fencing to say, stay away. And then like talking about different stuff. So I've done learning how to juggle, and I've talked about how we're juggling all of the things that are happening for us. What else have I done, Charlotte? Oh, I've done spaghetti darts. I drew a dartboard that talked about feeling like forgiveness, things that you celebrate. And I didn't have darts, so I used spaghetti. And I threw it, and wherever it landed, we would talk about that kind of particular feeling. So I'm just, for me, it's talking about fitness in the fact that you can, I did bowling with my spices as the pins. And then, but just adding a message on the end about how we're feeling. So stuff yesterday about fencing was a discussion that sometimes we're really angry, and how do we get that out safely, that frustration. So, you know, I was like, sometimes you can do silly stuff like this and smack the lamp, but just don't smack other people. Or what else have I done, Charlotte? I've done slush fishing when it was still snowy. I tied a fillet and threw it and hid it under the snow and pulled it out, and just trying to create some like fun. And we have a pretty good following of people joining us now. At the time, just here's something silly, and then let's talk about the message around keeping your mental health intact with this. And once a week I kind of do a longer discussion about like what people have been feeling through the week, and kind of what like I've gone through and the impacts on that. And I also just like the other day I got Beachbody on demand, and so I'm dancing in the house. So I was doing country and western dance, country dancing on this 5-minute fit and fun. And I'm just a goofball. You can tell it's exercise day. So I put my cap on and my tie. But it's a message,
Robin, too, about, you know, you don't have to be all serious when you're discussing mental health. And that's the strong message that you're doing every day. And our Facebook isn't just for peer supporters that we are either training or support. It's for everybody, and being able to have that open conversation about what's going on inside.
And I think a couple of things we've done too, we've been asked to do little segments from, like, I know that we have some amazing psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, all talking from their like expertise about mental health. We talk about everything from my experience of having my own diagnosis of bipolar disorder. I live without meds. I have for 10 years, and I've like looked at the wellness aspects around that. I'm not anti or pro meds. I'm that people get to work out what it is that supports their wellness. Charlotte comes from the perspective of a parent, and we talk from those perspectives about having lived through it. So I think the combination of having people who are trained from their expertise, and then having people who live it and breathe it every day, that's our practicum, right? We live and breathe. How do we get through this moment? So we've got like little, people have been asking us to do little Zoom videos for them and send it. So like just, I think it's that combination and just, I love being real. I shared, I don't know, 5 weeks ago that I made a choice. I sat and thought about, do I stay or do I go, right? Do I kill myself or do I stay? Made a conscious choice, and doing things and sharing that because people are feeling that and we're not talking about it.
Yeah.
And I think the more we can talk about the realness of our experiences, the better our health can be. Like just say it how it is and talk it through. So we have a saying that it's social connectedness in spite of physical distancing. And also just getting our human back on, just being passionately curious and chatting with people.
Yeah. No,
I'm chatting. I'll be quiet.
Oh, Robin, oh, we love you. You're so funny. Well, that's a nice segue then. I'm going to go back to Catherine because you brought some great ladies too that, you know, I mean, I got to meet some of them when we did the story on Blue Sky and taking it to a different level too about, you know, inspiring people. And especially now in this time, you know, I want to hear from your ladies too, what they've been doing to kind of keep motivated and doing what Robin's saying, you know, getting connected, you know, even though through there's physical distancing. So yeah, let's meet your ladies. You just have to unmute.
Okay, so we have Carolyn Lamoureux. Maybe we could let her go. I have four ladies on today, so if she wants to kind of chat first, that would be great.
Yeah.
Am I unmuted right now?
You are on. You are on, girl. I think you and Robin, you and Robin could do a great duo to see who can talk more. No. So how have you been doing?
I have been great. I've social isolated because I'm an asthmatic. I have been very religious about that. My husband has done the grocery shopping. I've been out walking when the weather's nice. But I really have to thank Catherine and her crew from Blue Sky. They have given us all this sense of belonging. We felt fit. We felt active. We talk with each other. All of our instructors are energetic, enthusiastic. They say, we miss you. Every workout's different. They all go, oh, and everything when they're exhausted because we're exhausted. And we've just had a lot of fun. Some of the challenges, one day there was a bicycle challenge. You bicycle for 30 seconds every half hour. Well, I couldn't even walk the next day, but that was a great challenge. Thank you, Catherine. And every time their instructor comes on with a Facebook workout, they say, like, hello, Carolyn, hello, Monica, hi, Anita. So they really have personalized it, and that really makes you feel part of that Blue Sky family that we've talked about so many times. All of the workouts are challenging, and the variety, and the instructors have even asked, what would you like, and you get to vote on it, and that's really a fantastic thing for such a small gym. So I have just been really thankful for feeling connected with the group, for feeling fit, and just having a bunch of good laughs. That's what it's all about.
I'm sure. Well, thanks for sharing. Okay, Catherine, who else do we have next?
Okay, we have Rhonda Chorney. She just hopped on. Yeah.
Tracy, how are you?
Oh, hey, hi. Yeah.
Everybody knows you, Trace.
I was like, Rhonda Chorney, where do I know that name? And then I saw your face, I'm like, oh my God, yeah.
Now you know, right?
Yeah, well, you've kind of, you're all working from home.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so, but you're still really busy though. I mean.
Yeah, Tracy and I are connected through the Vic Hospital Foundation.
Oh, yes. Neat.
So anyway, just my experience with Blue Sky and what I've been doing to keep busy. I mean, I was with Catherine in the gym right up until the end of where we got closed or told we had to close, which was very emotional times for us because there was like two people in the gym and very emotional when we had to be told that we're going to have to work from home and do our exercising from home. But I mean, I can't say enough, Catherine, how your team has done. It is just incredible how I get emotional when I still talk about it. But just, you know, the workouts are amazing. I just did Amber's this morning at 5:30 in the morning. And what's nice about it is you can just roll out of bed and it's easy to do. And I'm thinking those 5:30 in the mornings might continue to be from home. But I still miss everybody's smiling faces and Carolyn's humor so I can't wait to get back into that gym, but it's just been incredible. I think I honestly am in better shape now than when we went into this pandemic. So it's been amazing. Thank you, Catherine.
Wow, that's great. Good for you.
And then thanks so much, Rhonda. We'll
okay, then we have Lori Hildebrand.
Oh. Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Just to echo a lot of the things that Carolyn and Robin have been saying, my workouts haven't really missed a beat. I was there, I think, on one of the last days as well at the studio, right before Catherine had to close things up. And probably the next day I was doing some sort of online video in my mudroom, which has been converted into my fitness studio now. For me, mental health or physical health, I should say, sort of equals mental health. It's how I cope. It's how I get through the day. If I do a workout, I'm far nicer to everybody around me. Just ask my family, have you worked out yet today, Mom? But I'm a phys ed teacher by trade. And so for me, being on my feet all day and running around like a crazy woman is how I operate. And so all this sitting in front of the computer, checking things and going on meetings is just not my style. And so these workouts have been the best thing that has happened to me during this pandemic. Kind of like Carolyn said, no two workouts have been alike. Catherine and Amber and Shelley, the whole team have been putting all these things out for us every single day, even yoga classes and mindfulness classes, the whole package. Every day I look something up and I do it when it works for me. And it's been fantastic. And I think like Robin or Carolyn said, I can't remember, I even went to put my weights down one day during in between a set. And I think it was Shelley. She's like, Lori, don't put those weights down. It's time to do, you know, and I'm like, whoa. So I picked them up and I kept going. So that personal part is still there. You know, they say, hey, welcome, Lori. Welcome, Robin. Welcome, Carolyn. When you log on, if it's a live class. I just think Catherine and her team have bent over backwards for us to keep us healthy and in shape during this whole situation. So thank you so much, Catherine and Blue Sky.
Wow. Well, thank you for staying with me. I'm so appreciative to my members who have continued to not cancel their memberships. We're trying to provide so much value so we can come back and keep our doors open through all of this. So. Yeah, so the last one is Monica Litwin. I think you need to unmute, though, Monica, on yours.
Yeah, I'm getting used to all this. I'm an instructor similar to Lori, so I spend lots of my days in front of the camera like this, talking to students and trying to get our coursework done. So that's where it's been really helpful, being able to, just like Lori was saying, her and I think we're in the same class on one of the last days, and then almost immediately we could grab one of those videos that were available to us. And that's really helped me be able to stay like fit, but also to be able to stay on task when I'm trying to work. It, you know, being in front of a screen constantly, like all of us seem to be doing now. And when you're interacting with others is really tiring. It seems like it shouldn't be, but it is. And what really helps me get through the day is knowing that I'm going to have a workout soon and I'm going to pick when I'm going to do it. That works for my schedule. And that gives me the energy to get through the rest of my workday and to have an enjoyable evening with my family, you know, because it's like everybody, you know, I've got my two kids I have to go wake up soon because they're still sleeping, but wake them up, get them going on their homework, get their stuff done. You know, it's still the usual, you know, everyday things that people are doing, but knowing that I have that me time to be able to, either do a live workout with the group, which is really fun because it feels like you're almost back in the gym because you don't get to see everybody, but at least you get to see their comments and say hi. And, you know, if something funny happens during the workout, you can make a comment about it. And then people have their little emoji laughs back, you know, so at least feels like you're still being connected with folks. So you can either do the live or I can pick one of the videos that is up and ready to go for when it works in my schedule. So that's been really fantastic. And just like everyone else has been saying, it's been really personalized. We get to have votes on what kind of classes we would like. And, you know, even when if I don't win the vote, there's usually an option for what I asked for at some point. Which
well, you can nice. Still do your own exercise. No one's going to actually, well, Shelley would yell at you. I know that for sure. But, you know, yeah. If you want to do your favorite,
That's right. Yeah. So I'll get my favorite shortly. So it's really just been so helpful. I'm so thankful to Catherine and Shelley and Amber and Lisa and everyone else who's been putting up their videos, and those, the yoga ones is, and like Lori was saying, it was really great to have the options of if you want a really hard workout or if you want to just have some yoga and stretch and just, you know, work on your body in a different way. That's really helpful as well.
So
thanks, Catherine.
Yeah. Thanks, Catherine. I mean, I'm going to throw it out there, and then I pointed my finger where I can see Susie. She's my go-to girl for all kinds of like, well, but okay. So this has been like so encouraging, you know, for me, for one thing, to get an insight on some small business owner like Catherine, that she has this connectivity. I'm going to, you know, include Robin and Charlotte to this whole mental wellness. I'm going to include Lynn in this too, as well as, you know, looking at, you know, she has this monstrous, like this monster event and festival that people from all around the world come to. And to Nicole, who has this, you know, global website now that is a hub for great information. Is this going to be, Susie, kind of the next phase of our new normal, where now we are going to pick and choose? Like, you know, I'm just going to spin off what Monica just said. Like, she looks forward to, and she can pick any hour of the day that she wants that suits her to exercise, as opposed to going to a big gym where I only have two different hours or whatever to do a class that I want. And, you know, looking at a big festival like the Folk Fest, where it's global, will it be more virtual? Like, you know, I don't know. And Lynn, I wanted to touch on that too. And then more websites like Nicole's, where it's like just a gathering of information instead of like following on social media what's trending or not. I don't know.
I think it'll be maybe some kind of hybrid of exactly that kind of thing, where people will have the option to attend things virtually if they can't, for whatever reason, make it there physically. I think gyms are a really tough place right now because of all the physical contact that takes place and all the touching. And obviously, you know, just from a science perspective, all the stuff that we give off, you know, whether it's sweat or vapors or whatever it might be, we're highly, you know, all of us are a vector, right, for this illness. And I find that really challenging in terms of how we're going to move things forward. So I think right now, in terms of, you know, we've said before that I really hesitate to speculate because we're taking things so carefully and we're really trying to make sure that we're being conscientious about how we open things up and, you know, what kind of attendance levels we have in certain buildings or events, whatever that looks like. So I think that people are obviously getting more used to doing things virtually, which I think is a great thing. I think that option should always be there if that's possible. And I just think from an accessibility point of view, that would be a great thing to have, because just because you can't physically be somewhere doesn't mean that I don't want to tune in and be a part of it some other way, right?
Yeah.
That being said, I think that we're definitely going to have to rethink how we do things. And speaking of Folk Fest, you know, we talked briefly about Dave Grohl's article this week about what everything's going to look like when we get back together. And that might be a longer way off than we think, but we're going to have some really protective protocols in place to make sure everybody's safe. And I know I definitely miss that, you know, like just going into a store, and we talked last week about the other day talking about like just touching fabric, like what it feels like to go through the racks at Winners, like that's a dream right now. You know, like all those things that we take for granted. And even at the grocery store, like I hesitate to touch more than one vegetable, because it's like if I touch it, I'm taking it at this point, right? So, you know, all those little things that make this human experience tactile and, you know, sensory overload have been really kind of shut down and brought down to the bare minimum, which I think is stressful in a whole other host of ways. So I love hearing that everybody's doing whatever they can for their mental health. I know for me, I go for long walks, no kids, just me and my podcast and my earbuds and whatever it might be. And I just walk, and I walk till I don't want to walk anymore. And that's usually, you know, at least an hour and a half. And yeah, whatever you can do to keep yourself, you know, somewhat motivated and present and not feeling completely overwhelmed and despaired. I think those are all really good, important things.
And do you think, it was interesting when you say that, you know, going into a store and touching things and being tactile, do you think, and kind of spinning it off, Susie, on your kids and their kind of age, like I'm talking maybe about your older two sons, do you think that the teens, though, are a little bit more desensitized, like they don't need to touch things because they have already been living in a largely virtual world?
That's a good question. I don't know in terms of that experience if it's the same for them. What I do know is that they miss their friends. They miss school. Yes. They miss that socialization. Yeah. So I think that's been really hard to reconcile. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it might change how they view that physical experience of being out in the world, you know? I'm on Twitter and social all the time, watching moms talk about their kids experiencing this pandemic. And I was with my son yesterday. We took a drive to deliver cinnamon buns, because if you're following me on my Instagram, this is not the right podcast or venue for exercise and cinnamon buns, but I'm trying to perfect this cinnamon bun recipe. So I've been baking like crazy this week. So I went to the store to get some things, and he came for the ride and he stayed in the car. And I told him this story about this woman who has a toddler, so like 2 or 3 years old, and was out for a walk with her and stopped in the street and said, "Mama, a person," and like just froze. And that shattered my heart into a million pieces, because these kids are learning that other humans are dangerous and that's scary. And that's really upsetting to hear. And how are we going to undo all of those things when we go back to whatever normal is supposed to be? That's tough. So I think depending on the ages of your children, they're at different stages, right? And I think that the more we talk about how this is not normal, how we are adjusting, and how we feel, I think that conversation is so, so important. And to not shut down your kids' fears or their anxieties, and instead to talk them through it, to hug them through it, and to just be in that uncertainty together and say, "I know that it's not okay and it's not normal, but we will get through this together," because that's the only way to get through it, is together.
Wow. That's a, we don't think about it until, yeah. Thank you for sharing that story about the toddler. But yeah. Well, Lynn, too, I mean, I guess the Folk Fest has a combination, right? You have volunteer like Candace there for 46 years, and then you have newbies, first year people that, you know, it was their dream to be a Folk Fest volunteer. You do have plans for 2021. I mean, can you share with, I guess, how you're kind of restructuring, or has that been even in discussion?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and stay tuned. There are going to be some things that are going to get announced in the next couple of weeks around some of the things that we're going to.
Lagging
about the virtual experience versus the virtual experience versus the actual live experience. And it's kind of, you know, it's not dissimilar to what these women are talking about at the gym, right? Like, there's nothing that replaces that human contact. And yes, we're all adapting and doing things differently, but it doesn't replace the feeling that you have when you're with other people and when you're experiencing something like live music. So, I mean, it's really difficult for the arts and culture industry as a whole, because we're the first to get hit in all of this, and we'll be the last to recover as well. But the thing is, are going to make some changes. We're going to keep it alive. We're going to be back and doing the festival again in 2021. And we just got to, you know, wait it out, which is really, really hard. It's really challenging. And like, all these activities around physical and mental health are super important, because we're going to need all of those things to get us through. But in the grand scheme of things, it is going to take a long time. And we do the best that we can to keep our community alive online. You know, we're keeping our social media active and interactive with people as well, which is a good thing. I mean, everybody complained about how much time we spent online before, and now it's kind of a necessity if we're actually going to continue to socialize. But I think it's... We're also pretty resilient, and we are able to make change. And while it's sad what we're all going through, I think we're going to find new ways of doing things and new innovations, be more creative, work in new and different ways, communicate, connect in new and different ways. And that's the exciting thing in all of this. Like, I mean, I don't think I've used the term silver lining more than I have in the past 2 months, right? But that's the kind of stuff that you have to look for. And there are going to be good things that come out of it in the end, and that's what we have to remember too.
Yeah, well, no doubt we'll all be there in the field, however far away apart from each other, because to spin off what Susie said, quote from Dave Grohl, it will be a beautiful thing when we have the Folk Festival back in 2021 regardless. All right, so Robin, just maybe to wrap it up now, this has been a lot of kind of heavy stuff. I mean, when you look at the silver lining is that we're all talking and we're all sharing stories. And you shared a story just now, I just saw, you know, about your niece, 10 months, a 10 month old.
Yeah, she was saying that they live in Calgary, and she was saying they went out to a park where some of her friends like could social distance, and he freaked out seeing other people because, like, he's 10 months old. All he sees, and he's scared of going outside at the moment, like, because all he sees is their house and their backyard and their family. And so we've got all these, you know, I've got goosebumps, right? We've got all these little kids that are like, they're missing that. And you can't, like, you're not going to be able to talk to a 10-year-old and a 10-month-old in the same way and talk about, we're in this together. It's very similar to, I had a friend with a tiny kid go through all the earthquakes in Christchurch. And she said when they went to another city, this kid was 3 at the time, and went, how come the earth doesn't shake here? Right, because she was so used to the aftershocks growing up. And so I think the impact, you know, this is going to look different as we move forward, but it's super important that we work out how to support those little fellas that, and little girls and little whoever they choose to be with their gender, if they identify, but like support them to get that this right now is not the norm, and it's going to take something for those little ones to like start to engage in our community again, because they've not done it.
No, I think that's a whole other conversation, ladies, we can have. Yeah, it's like the young people. I mean, right now, if you're a mom and you've got, you know, toddlers or, you know, little ones or teenagers, whatever, I mean, it's hard. And they're the next generation that are going to be carrying the torches that we're all kind of blazing the trail for. But well, thank you, Catherine, so much, and your Blue Sky crew for coming here, you know, and sharing their stories. I mean, it's so great to see people and hear how people are coping. And I think, you know, just doing these chats, just seeing everybody's faces, it's been a blessing. It's been great. And Lynn, keep us posted, eh? You know, if you need help or anything, we're here to help and figure out whatever. But, and Nicole too as well. Thank you so much, Magnified. And, you know what, you're going to get a lot of requests, so we'll keep that engine full of content for you as well. And thank you once again, as always, Charlotte and Robin. You know, you're always a breath of fresh air, both of you. And next week is going to be pretty intense, so we're going to have some small business owners, much like Catherine, but seeing how they've been coping. And like, I want to tackle the question too, the CERB and the CRA and all of these, you know, other things that the government is, you know, kind of popping up or cropping up to help people. Is it really helping or not? So we're going to be hearing from some of these people, and including Talia from Tallest Poppy. Thank you, Susie. She's going to be on too. So It'll be great to see some new faces. And as well, please, please, if you can join on Thursday, because we're going to tackle, I hate to say it, but the rising crisis of racism here in our own city against the Asian community and the Chinese community. And it is exploding. And there are some, you know, smaller groups that are doing some anti-discrimination campaigns. So we'll have some people from those communities just sort of talking about the issue. And I don't really invite totally Robin and Charlotte and Kirsten to join in on that discussion too, because of course that all is kind of in that big stew, right, of isolation, anger, frustration, desperation too as well. So on that sad note, enjoy this great long weekend. I heard that a lot of people have today off too. So, I mean, if you have today off, hey, yeah, it's a long weekend already.
What?
Our first long weekend, I know. But yeah.
What day it even is. I always have to remind myself, what day is it again?
I thought it was Thursday like 2 days ago. So I'm way off this
week. Well, you're groundhog, so it's Thursday again. and we'll all see you back on Tuesday. So stay safe and stay healthy. Thanks, everyone. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Rhonda. Bye. Bye, Nicole.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of ilikehugh.com. Podcast distribution from the Sound Off Media Company.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.